Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. I'll tell you, there have been a series of incidents that have occurred in Canada that people should be aware of and they should be concerned about. Over a five-day period in late June, four Catholic churches and one Anglican church were burned to the ground. They were burned to the ground. Fires broke out across all of Canada. And at least 56 churches, mostly Catholic churches, have been set on fire or vandalized since June 21st. Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, the head guy in Canada, hasn't done anything on this. He didn't speak out about it until July 1st. And I'll tell you what, there was over seven different provinces and territories. There's only been one arrest. The Alberta premier, Jason Kenney, said that these are hate crimes against the Catholic community. Now, let me tell you something. There is a woman named Harsha Walia, who's the head of what she describes as a Civil Liberties Association there. She's immigrated to Canada from Bahrain. Bahrain is a Sunni Muslim country. And she tweeted a link to the arsons and said, quote, "Burn it all down," end quote. She then deleted the tweet. As far as I know, nothing's happened to her. I don't know, even know if she's lost her job. Maybe she has. I don't know. You know, this happens in France, and it's very seldom reported. There have been cathedrals, churches burned, fires set all over France. And you have to understand something. This has got to be publicized, and this has got to be stopped. And the sad fact of the matter is that when you do not control your immigration and you let people in from jihadist cultures, you're essentially turning the keys to your house over to your own assassin. And the first thing they will go after are Christian churches. Let me tell you something else. Up in Canada, there have been a series of press reports that are very concerning about indigenous boarding schools run by the churches and kids being deprived of their culture and trying to be assimilated and all that. Very, very ugly and very sad. And some of the people in Canada, including Trudeau, have implied that somehow this is just retaliation by indigenous people for that what occurred. Let me give you the facts. The facts are that most of the churches are in indigenous areas. Most of the indigenous people up there are Catholics or Anglicans. They're Christians. And they held press conference saying, please stop burning our churches. So it's not indigenous people that are doing this. Quite frankly, we have got to get a lot better control of our own immigration. And so does Canada. Canada's to our north. It has very, very loose controls. And you cannot permit people to come into your country and burn down your churches. It's as simple as that. And somebody in leadership has got to get up on his hind legs and come out and say it. And that has not been said yet by Trudeau, Justin Trudeau. Turning domestically, a very, very good statement came out of the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland. He issued an opinion that the IRS and the Treasury Department have to turn over Donald Trump's tax returns to Congress. What's the background on that? You remember Congress subpoenaed his tax returns to see if he was in bed with the Russians. Where did he get his money? Well, they stonewalled it. Crooked William Barr stonewalled it. Their Treasury Department stonewalled it. Well, now it's in the hands of more independent people. Yes, they were appointed by Biden. But tax returns are very difficult to get. But there's a little known law that said that the Ways and Means Committee of Congress can get anybody's taxes and look at them as they plan tax policy. What works, what doesn't work. Congressman Neal of Massachusetts, a very fine congressman, is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. So he issued a subpoena for the taxes. This was not just a committee looking into the impeachment. This was the Ways and Means Committee. There's a specific statute that says the Ways and Means Committee is supposed to get any tax return they want, and they still blew them off. But now the Justice Department said that subpoena has to be honored. And Congressman Neal, the chairman, and the Ways and Means Committee will get Trump's taxes. He may go back to court. He did it in Manhattan. Remember when the DA and the state attorney general wanted his taxes to get him for tax fraud? And they finally won, and they did get it. But they got it from banks that he'd given them to in connection with his loans. This is coming from the actual taxes that he filed, tax returns, with the IRS. So, frankly, if he concealed income, they'll show up on these taxes, whatever he did with the banks. But more importantly, it'll show the source of some of his income. And there have been a number of reports, and some say they're speculative. I think they're more than speculative. Remember, Eric Trump said that he got funded by the Russians because the banks cut him off after he declared bankruptcy so many times. And there's no question that Russian moguls have, and you know, no one's a Russian mogul unless they're tight with Putin, believe me. Nobody over there is a billionaire. Nobody over there is an autocrat unless he's tight. Vladimir Putin is the richest man in Russia and the biggest crook. They're the ones that have put up his money. They're the ones, some mystery guy comes in from Russia and bought one of his properties in Florida for $100 million. It was valued at $50 million. They paid $100 million, $100 million for building. He took that money and he paid off some of his loans to other banks in Europe. And then what did the Russians do with it? They paid $100 million for a $50 million property? You'd think, what, they try to sell it for more than that? No. You think they might use it? No. You know what they did? They tore it down. And there's nothing but a lot there. Nothing but a big parking lot there. This is crooked stuff. I mean, it's flat out crooked when one of our biggest adversaries who keeps threatening us in the Black Sea, who keeps hacking into our businesses. There was just a report that the Russians in that last attack, that solar wind hack talked about before, they hacked into U.S. attorney offices, including in Manhattan. Trump did nothing. It happened while Trump was president. They got away with murder. Absolutely got away with murder. Well, one of the things these tax returns will show is where he got his income. And if you start seeing a lot of LLCs show up that nobody ever heard of before, and they're traced back to St. Petersburg, you'll know where that money came from. So Trump will try to go back in front of the Supreme Court. It's not going to do him any good. There's a statute on point that says that if the Ways and Means Committee subpoenas your taxes, the IRS must give it up. They must give them up. The Supreme Court has already ruled that when the Attorney General of New York, just of New York, and the Manhattan DA subpoena your taxes from a bank that you'd given it to in connection with your financial statements, that had to be turned over. So I think Trump finally is running out of rope. Now, when the Ways and Means Committee gets these taxes, they don't just go, oh, great, I'll post them on Facebook. They don't do that. They don't mail them to journalists. They're very secret. You know, you don't want your taxes abused. Fact is that under Richard Nixon, he had an enemies list, and he'd have the IRS give tax returns of people he didn't like, basically Democrats, who were after to impeach him, looking it over to see if they did something wrong so he could get them. That is wrong. That's a criminal offense, actually. So Congressman Neal is going to be careful. He's a good congressman. So the committee. But if they see some LLCs that smell skunk-like LLCs, and they trace them back to St. Petersburg or Moscow, I got news for you, there's some subpoenas going out, and this information will get out. So there you have it. Donald Trump's tax returns, whether you want to see them or not, I think ultimately you are going to see them. And that's a very, very good thing. By the way, we're talking about Russia. Russia has now banned all non-American staff at our embassy in Moscow and at our consulates in Yekaterinburg and Vladivostok. Vladivostok is out in Siberia. And why are they doing that? You know, I was in the American embassy in Moscow in 1997 when I was over there with the Justice Department on a tour speaking to Russian lawyers in the interim. In the thaw, when Yeltsin was president, Gorbachev had gotten rid of communism, even though he was a communist. And, you know, the American embassy is kind of a shabby place, believe it or not. You know, and the food place wasn't great, and the stuffed furniture that they had in the lounge and in the recreational areas was sort of tattered. I was surprised, quite frankly. But, you know, you depend on local Russians. You screen them, but they're the ones that cook the food, and they do all that kind of stuff. Putin has now barred any Russian from working for the United States in any of their embassies and consulates over there. So now we're going to have to fly over people to do that, station them over. They will do it. We can do it. But it shows a chilling of relations between Russia and America. And frankly, Russia has got to stop hacking into our computers. They got to stop hacking into our computers. And Biden is ratcheting up the sanctions against these people. And he's going to ratchet them up worse. And now they rattle the cage and they rattle this and they rattle that. But they still have an economy the size of Italy's when they're a huge country. They're not even in the top 10. But they have nuclear weapons. All of this, I don't want to get off on this. I'm tired of all this. But Trump, we will trace the LLCs that gave him money. I can almost certainly say to St. Petersburg and Moscow. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789, a lot more back after the break.
But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.